Now, fire up the Morris Major, because those three sisters from Esk are returning for a very festive Christmas this year and a very Kransky Christmas. In what is quickly becoming a very exciting tradition, the trio will be delivering stories of living in rural Queensland, but also having a bit of discussion about what happens at their Christmases. We'll find out what they've been listening to the wireless as well, and I'm joined by, very, very excitedly this afternoon on the phone right now. We have one of the Kransky sisters with us is Morn Kransky. Good afternoon, Morn.
Good afternoon, dear. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. It's very nice to talk to you as well, all the way from Esk. Now, people might not know where Esk is. I've been there myself. I think it's a lovely little town, but can you tell us about the place where you come from?
Yes, it's 100 kilometres northwest of Brisbane.
Right.
And yes, it's got a whole row of shops on both sides, you know. And we've got a lovely bakery there and makes lovely pies and things, you know. And yes, and a hospital and all sorts of things. Dawn works there at the hospital. She took over from another person there. Yes, it's nice, you know.
It's a nice area. There's nice avocados around Esk. I know that.
Yes. And it's known for the deer. Its symbol is the deer. Yes, you might just see one walking across the road. We dress them up for the pageants at Christmas, you know, and parade them through the streets.
And is this a part of a Christmas tradition? I mean, there's many Kransky Christmas traditions, it seems, and it's coming around again.
That's right, yes. Every Christmas we put a choco on the tree and we hang our chocos up. They look lovely, you know, as Christmas decorations. And we get out our devils on horseback and our hundreds and thousands for the sandwiches. And
what are devils on horseback?
Oh, they're dates on a cracker.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
That sounds interesting. At least you'll keep regular, and that's always good.
Yes, it's certainly. Yes, it's a regular thing we do, and it keeps us regular as well. It's a double whammy, you know.
It indeed. Now, very excitingly, again this year, you're going to be travelling around the country telling audiences about your fantastic Kransky Christmases. This is becoming a nice tradition now.
It certainly is. We've been about 4 years now we've travelled around with our Christmas show, and it's so lovely to go to the different places, and certainly it'd be nice to go to the Opera House, you know, and all of the other places we're going around the country, to Perth and to Melbourne and Canberra and Sydney.
It's amazing. Travelling around in your Morris Major as well. I don't know how that car makes it all the way around Australia.
Well, it certainly has got the same pair of pantyhose on the fan belt it's had for 17 years. And it certainly works a treat, you know. And we used to get the local fish and chip oil. You know, there's none of this business about buying this expensive stuff. It certainly goes very well, our Morris Major.
You haven't thought about making it a hybrid vehicle. Maybe you're making it electric. You know, save some money on fuel.
Yes, the changeover would cost a bit much, you know. And, the only trouble is sometimes I have to travel in second gear because he falls asleep with the knee against the gear stick. And there's a habit of doing that. And I went once all the way from Goulburn down to Melbourne with in second gear, you know.
Oh, there must be so many great travel stories that you have of travelling around Australia. It's
very, yes. We've been lost in the deserts and all sorts of things, you know. And it was terrible, you know. We saw a mirage, you know.
A mirage?
We found out that, yes, it was, you know, it was. We were that dehydrated. Our lips stuck to the upholstery. We were sleeping in the car. And we found out 3 days later, Dawn had been swimming in the mirage.
Oh, and she must have had a great time.
Yes.
Does poor Dawn get left in the back seat all the time? Does she ever get to go to the front?
Oh, no. Her domain is the back seat next to the tuba.
Oh, of course, the tuba. Yes. Yeah. And speaking of tuba, there's some fantastic musical instruments that you use. Not only is there a musical saw and a tuba, sometimes you get out all range of interesting instruments, cheese graters, toilet brushes.
That's right, yes.
Where do you come up with the ideas of different sounds from these instruments?
Well, you know, it happens in the kitchen at home, you know, and Eve was once cleaning out the toilet as well, and I heard, we were listening to, I think it was a Bee Gees song at the time, and Staying Alive, I think it was. And certainly she was cleaning and it was shaking. You know, the wireless was on and she was scrubbing, and I thought, that's a very good sound. You know, we've used that toilet brush ever since, you know.
As long as it's only used for musical instruments and not the other use.
Oh, we use it at home for the other use. Oh. When we're on when we're travelling, of course, it comes out for the show, you know.
Okay.
And certainly it's been a trusty instrument. And we rub it on the keyboard. It keeps the keyboard clean.
Cleanish.
It makes a nice sound over the holes, you know, where it vibrates over the where it's electrified. You know?
Oh, yes, of course. Very, very innovative. Yes. I like it. And you do some performances of a whole range of songs that you've heard over the wireless, whatever you might get on the wireless in Esk there, including things like Staying Alive, as you mentioned, and Sexual Healing and Psycho Killer.
Psycho Killer, yes. And we've got songs by a couple of songs by Santa himself. We've got one by the Queen herself, and we've got Pink and ABBA, you know, in this show, and many, many more. Some quite funky numbers, you know. Because you've got to get down to it these days, don't you?
Well, that's it. I was wondering if you've kept with the times, because, of course, music is always changing. There's always new music coming out. But what sort of new music do you hear on the wireless in Esk?
Oh, all sorts of new music. No, yes, there's many interesting songs. We've got songs by Lady Gaga and the lady, the other lady who does other songs like that. Lots of ladies who can sometimes rub themselves on poles.
Oh, yes.
And do sort of dances around things.
Have you ever
ever
thought about doing that as part of the show?
Our skirts might get caught up, I think, the long skirts. I mean, I don't know why they buy those mini ones. There's no material in them. They cost the same as ours do.
That's true.
But, yes, we've got songs by all sorts of lovely people, and Miley Cyrus and all the modern ones, you know, and a lot of modern songs in the show, new ones we've got, and we certainly like to do them for the lovely people, and a band called M, you know, and
M.
Yes, some new numbers that are quite modern.
Great.
Yes.
Well, even if you've seen A Very Crispy Christmas before and you've loved it, it sounds like there's going to be a whole bunch of new tracks to listen to in this year. And it's very exciting. Yes, as you said, you're playing at the Sydney Opera House on the 5th till the 8th of December in the studio there, but also up at the Blue Mountains. So we've got Blue Mountains listeners who can go and see you at the Blue Mountains Theatre in Springwood on the 23rd.
That would be lovely, yes. And most of our songs are the same ones as we've done last year.
Okay.
But we haven't been to Sydney. We did go to Sydney last year, but not to the Opera House.
No.
That'd be nice. And we must put an opera one in there.
You must. I think it's important, especially in the Opera House. You've got to keep with the image there.
Yes, and we'll certainly bring some oranges on toothpicks to celebrate with, you know.
Oranges on toothpicks?
Yes, we used to get them every Christmas, you know, and we like to share them with the audience, you know.
Excellent. People don't, they can get a dinner and a show. Fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Maude Kransky, for having a chat to us today on 2SER. I'm very excited to see you coming to the Opera House, and we will make sure we put a link up on our website so that people can click on there, or they can just go to sydneyoperahouse.com and find tickets there as well.
Thank you so much, dear. It's lovely to talk to you. You're very welcome in Esk for a cup of tea in a Leamington, you know.
Oh, I'd love to. Next time I'm in Esk, I'll drop you a line.
You sound very nice looking.
Well, you know, they say about the wireless is you have a face for the wireless, right?
Yes.
I don't know what that means. But thank you so much for chatting to us on 2SER today.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. That's a very nice chat there with Maude Kransky. She is a part of the Kransky Sisters, who will be touring around Australia doing their Very Kransky Christmas later in the year. Do check it out. I'll pop you a link up on the website.